The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And yesterday we talked about our goal of getting more physically fit this year, but we don't want to ignore our mental fitness.
Definitely not. With teenagers in the house, we need our mental fitness now more than ever.
Amen.
We read an article that aired on NPR recently that quoted the associate director of the Alzheimer's Prevention Initiative, and she had some interesting advice on how to keep your brain healthy, and it doesn't include brain games like Sudoku. She said one of the best brain workouts is to simply go to work.
She said working requires your brain to use and process information in lots of different areas, which is a better overall workout for the brain. But she also said one of the best and easiest things to do to protect your brain is to simply spend time with people.
Here's one of her quotes from the interview. Quote, people who have a lot of social interactions, particularly in midlife, have a lower risk of Alzheimer's dementia in later life. There's something about being around people that's helpful for our brains.
That's a good reminder to avoid making the mistake of isolating yourself from other people. Our brains are wired to interact with others, so we need that kind of contact and communication.
True. We also need to remember that more brain stimulation isn't always better. You can overdo it with too much work. So just keep in mind that the human brain is not designed to run full steam ahead all day. It needs regular breaks to perform at its best.
Speaking of breaks, it's time for us to take one, but we'll be back tomorrow with more Mamas on Magic.